What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. What's happening, B Sizzle? How are we doing today?
I'm feeling blue, man. I'm feeling blue because the boy's in blue. Yeah, feelings hurt, man.
See, well done.
In my lifetime, Michigan has always been a great basketball team. And they've always gotten right there. And they've always let me down. So it's like, as a Michigan fan, you kind of are conditioned that the Fab Five are great. They're rock stars. They're icons. They just won't win the championship. They'll take you on the ride, but then you going home with some. But then the girl's going home with somebody else. You take her to the dance.
The start of something.
I do, but you got to understand, we haven't won in so long. We heard all the the ACC, how many championships they've won, how long it's been since the Big Ten has actually won a championship. And even though we know they were playing without Slivers, we thought that, okay, maybe this was Slivers. The year. Mm-hmm. I call them Slivers. We thought that this was going to be the year where we were going to be the surprise team, at least get an opportunity to go against the Zags. And I was like, everybody in the Midwest is like, why even pay attention? We don't even have a team in the region that can represent us. Houston, Gonzaga, Baylor, who else? I don't know.
UCLA.
No, I don't know who that is. That game never happened to me.
Oh, it didn't? Are you sure?
Never happened.
Well, you know what didn't happen? Scoring baskets.
Whoa.
You can't have 2 points in the last 4.5 minutes of the game. That can't happen. I'm sorry. You can't go 0-for-8, miss 3 threes. How about the air ball at the top of the key there? It was a good look. I mean, just an air ball. What are you going to do, man? I mean, up by one. 4.5 to go, feeling good about life, and then that's it. That's as close as you can get. But, again, for Juwan Howard in that program, you got to admit, it does feel like, all right, this is the beginning of something. That at least makes you feel pretty good, doesn't it? At least you feel like it's the beginning of something.
I thought maybe Jalen jinxed it. I thought Jalen being there was
Jalen being there?
Yeah.
It's good to see him there, right? It's good to see him.
I mean, then he had a I Am Legend, his own T-shirt on with his name on it, so it threw me off, man. Like, I love Jalen. Greatest goatee in the game outside of Woodson. You know what I mean?
Would you feel like it was too much? Maybe that's what it is?
I don't know, man. I think if they want to have that Fab Five superpowers, you got to have Weber there. They need to make up, man. I need those guys to make up, man. I need – everything's not right in the world until Chris Weber comes back together, man, and squash everything that's the beef.
What was that about?
I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea why the beef, why he wasn't on the Fab Five documentary, none of that stuff, man. But we need to get that together, man. Life is too short for us to be holding beefs. These guys were part of something special in history, not just in Michigan history, not just in the Detroit area. They did something and changed the game. I mean, outside of UNLV, they were the rock stars of basketball. They changed everything, black shoes, baggy shorts. They need to be champion, man. They need to – whatever Michigan got going on there, they need to let them back and put the Fab Five. I don't care. Everybody takes them. I don't care what the allegations are. You know what I mean? Get Reggie Bush's damn Heisman back anyway. That's stupid. We all know he won it.
Well, you know what? When you think about that era you're talking about, you mentioned UNLV, and I remember how they ran through a season, just absolutely destroying teams left and right. Averaging like – it was like in the mid-90s per game. Think about that. Averaging like 95 points per game at a time where nobody was shooting three-pointers the way they're shooting them now. But they were just absolutely destroying, and they take it all the way to the Final Four, and they lose. They lose to Duke. They don't finish the job, that team, that year. Gonzaga is now in that same place, Bart, right? Yeah. I mean, they get the win over USC, and it wasn't even a game. 17-4 to open. Like, I mean, I'm telling you, I barely sat down – got comfortable to say, all right, let me see this. I want to see it. USC is a tough team. They got some size. They block shots. They give you trouble in the paint. This kid Mobley can ball. He can dunk on people. Like, now, like, maybe we'll start to see Gonzaga start to get up, go up against some tougher teams.
Yeah.
Because they've been blowing everybody out. No. I mean, I barely got comfortable on the couch. I barely had my beagle sitting with me, Kobe. He's hanging out with me. And I'm already like, game's over. Game over, Bart. It was so quick. They were so good. And now I was thinking of you while watching the game. And I know football and basketball are two different things. But I do know the mentality sort of is the same. When Drew Timmy's out there finishing the way he is, I mean, he's just, I mean, Spinderella out there in the paint. Just left hand, right hand, spin moves, little short J. Every time, and a dunk. And every time he scored or made a pass that led to a basket, why does he got to, like, show me the goatee? I'm sorry, show me the handlebar mustache. Why does he got to, like, point? He's got to put his hands up in the air. Then one time after the dunk, one time, you know what he did?
Yeah.
He flexed. He did one of these. He flexed. But the problem is, like me, there's nothing popping here.
No cuts.
Like this, that's what I'm saying.
He's wiry.
He's wiry, all right. But Bart, if you're seeing that, and this is what I didn't like about the game, and look, when you win like they do, when you play like he does, you can do whatever you want. You do all the celebrating you want. I never saw an answer from SC. I never saw anything like that was like, I've had enough of this guy flexing around me. I've had enough of this. They were a team that was, I think, were they top in the league? Were they top in college or one of the top teams in college in shot blocking? Didn't block a single damn shot. And most of the damage Gonzaga did was in the paint. So, Bart, I don't know. If you're watching that, wasn't there a part of you that thought, is somebody going to just one time lay a foul on this dude? Let him know I've kind of had enough?
A little tap-tap with all the showboating and showing us up. Now, it's one thing to beat us. It's another thing to show us up.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not the game. It's not like that anymore. You know, they don't make people like that again anymore, man. Guys are soft, man. They probably went after the game and played Fortnite with each other, Call of Duty at night. You know what I mean? These dudes are different, man. They're shaking hands, exchanging jerseys. They're so pleasant with each other. Not saying that they're not competitive, but it's not that pure hatred. I mean, I can remember, like, we couldn't even see guys out. Like, you know, hold up, man. You out and about. Like, you don't come around these streets. This our mall. This our – or you see guys trying to come to our campus, hang out, trying to get your chicks. Nah, man. Y'all got to go back up to U of I. Nah, y'all don't come down here. These are our chicks. These are our women. We protect them. You know what I mean?
Gonzaga, though, looks like a team that – like, when you think about where they are, they've won every game by 15 points or more in this tournament. And, I mean, the matchup with UCLA is going to be real interesting. I mean, but everybody's looking forward to if we see them play Baylor. Houston's going to give Baylor a little trouble. We know that. But I feel like to finish the perfect season and to put a bow on this season, you kind of want to see that. You want to see Gonzaga finally play Baylor, which they didn't get to do earlier in the season, and see if they can do it.
It's been cute, right? It's been cute. Like, we had all these double-digit seeds and all that stuff. What do we have? We got a 1, a 2, and a 3, and then we got 11. The 11 got to go. Let's see Baylor and Gonzaga go at it, man. Let's see who can be great that day. Let's see if we can finally get – see, what I hate a team that upsets somebody that can't beat the next team. I hate when that happens, when they
but
beat
that always
somebody.
Happens.
Yeah, I know. I'm hoping it don't happen this time. That's why I just give us Baylor Gonzaga so we can see a game that's going to have some grit to it, a game where both teams believe that they can win it. No Cinderellas. This is what we expected. Let's see. We get the matchup that we thought we were going to see.
Are you watching? Be honest. Because that's the other thing I'm curious about. College football fans, you're going to watch. College basketball fans, you're going to watch. Basketball fans, you're watching. Like, I'm getting drawn to it now because it's getting closer to the championship level. But, I mean, I would say for you, I know you like basketball, but you're more of a pro basketball guy. Are you drawn in? Are you watching this now that Michigan's out and you don't really have a true rooting interest?
Yeah, you know what? Now I want to see history. I want to see history. Yeah. You know, I'm a hater. I want to see history defeated, right? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I want Isaiah to stay on top. That was Isaiah's team that was undefeated,
no.
Right? No, I'll just put Isaiah on that team. It don't matter.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Isaiah's the greatest. I want to see somebody get all the way to the mountaintop and then fall all the way off the cliff. Timber! Because they're trying to get that trying to get the monkey off their back. They're trying to get the monkey off their back, you know, because they have always been the bridesmaid, never the bride. So I want to see them get all the way there, be happy, and I want somebody to come there and shave their mustache or shave their mustache the same as his for the post game and just mock him all the way home.
You don't want to – like, I think I kind of want to see history, and I think for college basketball it would be important for that to actually happen, to get it done to have that perfect season. But of course, what comes to that, as we've discussed, is if they do get the job done, then it becomes, where do they rank all time? And I'm just not sure they rank all time. But I do know this, the more I watch Jalen Suggs, the more I agree with Seth Greenberg, he should be the number one pick in the NBA draft. Kid's got a feel for the game.
Let's go Pistons.
Like he's got a, hey, you know what? You never know. He might be your guy. Could be Detroit. It could be Minnesota. It could be any of those teams right now that are at the bottom of the NBA. If you're watching right now, you got to feel good about the potential of having something that is such a valuable commodity in the NBA, and that is a point guard. And you know what's valuable, Bart, in the NFL is a similar thing to a point guard. It's the quarterback.
Yep.
Right? Like quarterback is what it's all about. And let's get to Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And by the way, I want to get the call set up as well. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Is pro days continue? And, you know, you had that contrast of pro days yesterday with Mac Jones in Alabama and the Niners deciding to go there, and then Justin Fields in Ohio State.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What would we say if Justin Fields yesterday was just throwing the ball 5 to 10 yards over his intended targets? What would we be saying, right? What would we be saying? Oh, ran a 4-4. He's an athlete. He's not a pure pocket passer. He doesn't have the touch. He doesn't have the accuracy. What do we say about the other guy? What did they say about the other guy?
Mac Jones was overthrowing some receivers, and from what I saw, it was, well, it just shows he's got a strong arm.
Like, come on, son. Like, really? Really? So did Kyle Bowler. So did Jamarcus Russell. So did Jeff George. Like, come on, man. Like, stop it. Yeah, we making excuses for this kid. Listen, all good. I hope somebody wants him so bad that they call the Jets and they offer a haul. Or they want him so bad that they give up everything for him. If you're that convicted, I don't know how Kyle Shanahan can move up that high and say, hey, this is the guy I want. I mean, to me, and that's what I love as well about Justin Fields' workout yesterday. Because you hear the same oohs and ahs, and I want to let everybody know that they practiced this route tree, this combination, the building up. It's muscle memory. So, if you look bad on your pro day, then you just stink, period. You know what I mean? Like how can you mess up on something that you've practiced for 2 months? So, like, you know, I'm glad that he had such a great pro day. So you can take some of the luster off Zach Wilson. Because I think that they anointing this dude the next Mahomes. Like I said, I see he can either be Mahomes or he can be Jay Cutler. So you never know what you're going to get. So I hope the Jets stay away from him. You know, it's going to be interesting now because I don't know who was impressed with Mac Jones. They said that Carolina was there. And, you know, maybe they become that desperate team. Somebody's going to be that desperate team, whether it's Carolina, whether it's Denver, whether it's Atlanta getting nervous about, you know, where San Francisco is. Who knows if they start hearing it, they're going to hear their guy. So, like I said, this is where the disinformation comes. This is when people start having off the record, on the record, slash conversations with reporters, and reporters never know that they're being used. And then they come out and they spew all this information, and they don't know that they're just out there to kind of, you know, up the ante. So I hope that Joe Douglas, you know, is listening. You know, it's going to be interesting to see who's going to be the team that falls for the banana in the tailpipe. And at the end of the day, we're talking about 5 quarterbacks. The last time we were talking about 5 quarterbacks, it was Rosen, Allen, Jackson, Mayfield, and Darnold. How many of those guys failed, right? We're talking about Darnold being gone. Rosen, listen, this dude has been in the league 4 years and on 5 teams, and I ain't never seen him dress on game day, right? And then, you know, then we got Action Jackson, Baker Mayfield. So we know at least two of these
and
guys.
Josh Allen. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, we know at least two of these guys aren't going to be anything. Two of these guys. So I wanted to see what team, if San Francisco fails on this one, because they're going to get rid of Jimmy G. If they fail on this one to have that great team with all that talent, with a quarterback that can't play dead in a custody Western, can't even die good, you know what I mean? You know, can't even hand the ball off good. I'll tell you what, this could be the end of John Lynch. I know he got him to a Super Bowl, but that's going to put their organization back 5 years. Could be the end of Kyle Shanahan, right? Because no matter what, you're going to miss your window. And if you allow the Arizona Cardinals to pass you, and if you allow the Los Angeles Rams to surpass you, you're going to be in trouble, trouble, trouble.
Well, again, it's the draft is in Cleveland, And it's hard not to use the phrase they used to describe the old stadium, the mistake by the lake. Somebody, who's it going to be, is going to make a mistake by the lake in this draft. For Fields, he ran the 40-yard dash in an unofficial time of 4.44, a little Moses Malone,
And by the way,
we do track this stuff, believe it or not. ESPN Stats and Information said only one other quarterback has run a faster time at the scouting combine. You know who that was, Bart?
That would probably be Michael Vick.
No. Well, believe it or not, it wasn't Michael Vick. It was Cam RG3.
Oh, yeah, that's a track guy. That's a straight-ahead track guy. We don't know what Lamar Jackson is because he said, I just throw the football. I'm not running so y'all can change me to receiver. Hell no. I come here running 4-3. Y'all have me out here running out routes and bang gates. I throw them. I don't catch them.
Now, it's going to be interesting because Mel Kiper, remember, he has Fields going third overall with a trade to the Panthers, but that probably will change because, obviously, third overall now was already traded, and that is now the 49ers. So we'll see where he goes in his next mock. Todd McShay's latest mock will come out tomorrow. Kiper has Fields ranked sixth and second, and the second quarterback on his latest big board when he's coming to rankings. So that's all stuff to keep in mind on that front. But it changes on the day, and these pro days are getting bigger and bigger. It's really amazing, but look, that's like what makes Billy. It gives us content. We love football. We love to talk about it. It gives us content. And you know what else, though, Bart? We get more football, right? As
more
we talked
football?
About already. It's
we
official.
Got we got a lot There'll of more. Clubber Lane.
We got a lot of more. I got a lot of more. I got a lot of more. We've got a 17th game now in the season. And we had Demaris Smith, who is obviously the executive director of the Players Union. He was on KJZ yesterday, and he talked about how it looks like, you know, the players, oh, you're giving up a lot. You got to play another game. But the way D. Smith talked about it, he said the owners bought the right to get to the 17th game. Take a listen to this.
We didn't give them anything. The conversation about 17 games actually started in the 2006 CBA when the league had the right to go beyond 18 games for free. We changed that in the 2011 CBA. Moving forward in 2020, the players opened up the CBA negotiations with collective bargaining stances that called for massive increases in salaries for our players, increases in our share of revenue, better benefits for former players. The league tied that to a 17th game season, and they bought that right to go to 17 games.
It's always going to be about money, Bart. There's no question about it. But, I mean, do you agree with players who are complaining about something that I know it's an extra game, but as we see the TV money coming in, and now you add that week that's even more money, this is good for everyone, isn't it? Isn't this extra game good for the business?
Yeah, but see, what they thought and what they anticipated, what they wanted, the players wanted to be able to get what they get weekly for another week. See, you know, because your contract's divided. So all they did was just cut another slice on the pie. You know, players are saying, well, okay, well, what do we get? Well, eventually, if you're a good player, the salaries are going to go up. Right. So it's not going to be this year because we're coming off the midst of a pandemic. And oddly enough, hearing Roger Goodell talking about he expects full stadiums. It's like, geez, are you going to have everybody that shows up to football games, are you going to give them half price if you're vaccinated? Because I don't know, like, how many people are going to be signing up for 60-something thousand people coming through some little cubbyhole, going through an entrance, trying to wait in a line for the bathroom and touch stuff. But if that's how he feels, then listen. Roger Goodell, you know, fooled me last year because I didn't think they would be able to have a whole season. But they had that. So, I put anything past the NFL. I think they got some of that those Nas X366, the 666 with the blood DNA in it or something like that. Because the fact that it snowed, that it didn't snow the year that the Super Bowl was in New York, and the next day it came down, let me know that Roger Goodell made a deal with somebody that I don't want to mention.
Or either that or just Mother Nature loves football. It could be that too. You never know. Well, anyway, that is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. We'll get more into the conversation about pro days and the draft and everything else with Matt Miller coming up next. And something that's interesting that he said about Justin Fields and how scouts view him. So that's coming up next. But first, Bart has this from the Home Depot.
John didn't send it to me. Just playing. We're all ready for spring. Now the time to get ready for spring projects will help you from Home Depot. Install a brand new faucet, lay down a fresh new floor, roll out a bright new fresh coat of paint. Need to figure out square footage or paint coverage? The Home Depot Project Calculator will do the math for you. Do it all from the app and get delivery right at your door. Download the Home Depot mobile app to get started. Bring it on, spring, with innovative help from Home Depot. Outdoors, get more done. Back after this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
The 49ers have been trying to move up in the draft for the last few weeks now, and they were able to cull together a deal with the Miami Dolphins. What happens to Jimmy Garoppolo? Sure, they're going to be trading him, right? Not so fast.
At 6, Miami can get the wide receiver. That is the thought process. And at 12, you look at Philly.
No one in the city can figure out what exactly they're doing. They fly by the seat of their pants.
Bart and Han, Alan Han.
Sight.
Bart Scott. ESPN Radio. So, Bart, coming up. Right. Oh, you do air guitar. All right, then. I like right, that. Go ahead. Keep it rolling. Yeah, let that roll.
Almost cramped.
You
ever
play Guitar Hero? I can see you being a Guitar Hero guy. So, coming up at the top of the hour, we've got a great guest. We've got a secret guest, secret celebrity guest joining us in the sports world now, an athlete. But that's all we're going to tell you. Coming up at 1 o'clock. And it's one of those, like, you don't want to miss it. Just going to leave it like that.
I said he's right? One of the best in the town. He's definitely top five in the town.
We're going to leave it right there. Big, big New York guest. We're going to leave it just right there, right? But we have a big guest even right now.
Huge.
So loading up the show with plenty of guests. And so let's get to the guests as Matt Miller, NBA draft analyst, joins us on the Goodyear Hotline. Matt, can I begin by reading you a tweet from a listener? And I want you to react to it. Now, remember, this is not me saying it. This is a listener saying it, but it's an interesting tweet. And I can't say that I didn't have these kind of vibes as well. It's from Bron Solo 1.
Oh, your brother.
Zach Wilson is going to be the next Johnny Manziel. And in all caps, he said, mark my words. Your thoughts?
Wow, I like the all caps. So I don't disagree with that on the surface. I think it needs context. Like, to say that he's kind of this, like, exciting, electric college quarterback who's a little undersized, and that his reckless style of play is not going to translate to the next level. That I would agree with. I think as people, very different. And I spent a lot of time with Johnny when he was in college, not outside of football, obviously. And I've spent a little bit of time with Zach Wilson. And I don't think that as personalities they're comparable. They are as players. The difference is, I think, since 2014 when Johnny came out, the league has evolved a little bit to where that reckless style of play is a little more acceptable, where we want guys who can create off-platform, will just chuck the ball down the field and let their guys make a play on it. But I think when you say Johnny Manziel, people are going to think about, oh, this guy failed because of off-field issues. I wouldn't want to say that about Zach Wilson.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? When you look at pro days now, they have a whole segment of their pro day where they're throwing off platform. They're throwing off the run, off balance, and they're trying to show. So they're actually practicing bad habits. So it's like one of those things is like when they're practicing bad habits and showing, hey, look, I can throw if all things aren't perfect. I can throw underhand. I can throw sidearm. You know, and we're accustomed to, like, back in the day, it used to be Brett Favre. But this whole Glenn Singer mentality is great in college because the windows are so huge, right? Before the play, you got the coach over there with the hot dog, the number nine and a Monopoly man on the side, and that means it's a play, right? So now it gets a little bit more complicated as, you know, a lot of defenses rotate post-snap and changes the looks of where the safeties rotate and changes the coverage. Yesterday, Justin Fields came and he wild, right? So we got to hear the ooh, the ah. We heard the same thing for Trevor Lawrence. Not Trevor Lawrence, but you know, Trey Lance. Now, did Justin Fields do anything yesterday that can close the distance and say, listen, I've done it longer, I've done it better, and I've done it against a better competition, so I should be the number two guy off the board?
You know, I think – so there's not anything that he necessarily did. You know, the 4.44 40 was very impressive. The throwing workout was very impressive. I think, if anything, it was just putting that reminder out there to teams like, hey, I was that dude. I was the number one quarterback in this class coming out of high school. You know, I was, you know, a five-star recruit. I was – playing early at Georgia. I have not lost a game in the Big 12. So it's not so much that he made one throw and NFL evaluators going to be like, oh, yeah, he's actually the second best quarterback in this class. I think more than anything, it would be the reminder of, man, this guy is really good, because we're all prone to bias, you know, and what we've seen most recently. And we all love, like, the hot new thing. That's Zach Wilson right now. He's the hot new thing that everybody wants to get. Instead of remembering that, like, oh, yeah, Justin Fields has been really good for 3 years in college, and he's a great leader as well. Like, let's go back to last summer, which I know feels like it was 40 years ago, when, you know, the Let Us Play movement, the Black Lives Matter movement, like, Justin Fields was a huge part of both of those, not just at Ohio State, but across all of college football, across all the NCAA, honestly. So I think with your team, you know, whether it's the Jets, the Niners, the Falcons, one of those teams is where he's most likely going to land, Justin Fields, and they're going to get a great person, an accurate quarterback who had to play in an offense to ask him to read the field. Oh, and he's the most athletic of all the quarterbacks in this class.
No. Now, did you say San Francisco? Did you say the 49ers? Because from all indication reports, they were all live. They didn't go to the pro day. They didn't want to see Justin Fields. They wanted to see Mac Jones. And I think Bill Belichick's face says it all when they got the meme of him looking like,
Right. I mean, we'll see, right? It's early. And, you know, we know how it is, Bart, that these teams lie about everything. You know, when you have the number three pick, you don't always have to lie, because we know who one and two are going to be, I think, at this point. So you wouldn't think that you have to smoke screen anything. But the Niners assistant general manager, Adam Peters, who I think folks who know that front office would tell you, he's really the evaluator there. John Lynch is more of like, he's the guy they put in front of the cameras. Adam Peters is doing most of scouting. Guess where he was? Justin Fields pro day. So I wouldn't read too much into that. Sometimes, like, a guy's good and you know who he is. And here's the other thing I want to throw out there. Mac Jones is what we're talking about. The Mac Jones pro day. Guys, that was the Alabama pro day. I have 13 prospects in my 300 from Alabama. You're not just going there to watch Mac Jones. You're going there to watch Alex Leatherwood and Patrick Surtain and Devontae Smith and this great collection of talent that Nick Saban has. So, okay, John Lynch was at Alabama. Maybe they do draft Mac Jones, but maybe they're trying to figure out who they're going to take with pick 43 in the second round as well.
Matt Miller joins us. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Matt Miller, ESPN NBA draft analyst. And we had you on KJZ this morning, and I felt like – I said NBA, NFL. We had you on this morning, which is why I can't get my words right today. And you said something that really caught my attention, because we were talking about Justin Fields, and you prefer use the word bias and recency bias, but there was another word you used when it came to Ohio State quarterbacks, and that scouts do often pay attention to the logo on the helmet when it comes to assessing players. And I thought what you said was remarkable, because from a scouting perspective, it's something we all say, like, is this what they do? And you revealed, yeah, that does actually happen.
Yeah, and what I said to you this morning was scout the player, not the helmet. Like, nothing right. gets me more fired up than, you know, we see a wide receiver come out of school and they're like, oh, well, the wide receivers aren't any good. Or you see a quarterback come out of Ohio State. Oh, no, he's not going to be any good. Or, a pass rusher out of Texas. Oh, he's going to be soft. Like, no. Put the player in a bubble. Put that one player under the microscope and look at what they can do, which the first rule of scouting is, what can this player do? And the second rule is, What can they learn? It's not all this, oh, he can't do this, he can't do that. It's okay. That's how Justin Herbert goes 5th overall. That's how Patrick Mahomes goes 10th overall, is by people saying, oh, he can't do this, instead of actually doing the work, watching the tape and saying, this is what he can do, and talking to the coaches and saying, okay, this is what he can do. This is where we can take him in his development, because no one you don't top out at 21 or 22 years old. There's still some development left. So I think that's the thing, that when you talk about Justin Fields, I run into so many lazy takes, whether it's from folks on Twitter or folks in the media or NFL scouts who are like, oh, but Ohio State, he didn't do this, this, and this. I hear it all the time. Oh, he didn't get off his first read. His first read was open. What do you want him to do? Do you want him to go to his third read? Because the first guy's open. Throw the football. If he had held the ball, they'd say he holds the ball in the pocket too long. So I think people right now are just looking for reasons, because Justin Fields has been a name we've talked about for 4 years. People have prospect fatigue. They want to move on to the next hot thing instead of saying, like, you know what? There's some lasting power here. And Trevor Lawrence is just – everyone has just said, hey, this is the god of prospects. We're not going to over-evaluate him. But that's what happened to Justin Fields right now. He's been over-evaluated.
It really is amazing. And I love the fact, though, Matt, that you exposed that, because I do think people need to understand that really does happen, because it does make us crazy. We said ourselves – you always hear that. It's the same thing when people talk about Sam Darnold. It's like, wow, when was the last time USC had a good quarterback? Or even Mac Jones, when was the last time Alabama had a good quarterback? And it's like, well, eventually somebody's got to be good, and it has nothing to do with where he went to school. But that is something that we all think about, and I'm just glad that you brought that up, so I wanted to bring it back one more time. Matt, always great to talk to you. Thanks so much. We'll catch up soon.
Sounds great, guys. Thank you.
I'm a Texas.
All right, Matt Millard joining us via the Goodyear Hotline, ESPN Radio. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. So, Bart, on the NFL front, some interesting news that came out of Green Bay, as we've been talking all along about Aaron Rodgers.
The Packers and of Green Bay?
The Packers of Green Bay, yes, and the beautiful mystery that is Aaron Rodgers and his future. We thought, as they said, we're not stupid, right? But then again, the latest out of Green Bay makes you wonder, is Aaron Rodgers really there for the long haul? We'll discuss that coming up
right
next.
The Zip Recruiter.
After Bart has this from Zip Recruiter. Go for it.
If you're a business owner who are hiring, which I am, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. But when you post your job on ZipRecruiter, their matchmaking technology finds these qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter gets an opportunity to get a qualified candidate within the first day. So while other companies give you too many options, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Bart. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BART. Aaron, we'll talk about him back after this.
Bart and Hahn.
And Hahn, ESPN Radio, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, making moves. Well, maybe not making a move is the bigger story going on in Green Bay right now, Bart. Mm. A story that Rob Demosky just put up a few hours ago, is something definitely to keep an eye on here in Green Bay. And Demosky, by the way, covers the Packers for us at ESPN. Packers president Mark Murphy had the chance, he says, to defuse what again could have been a brewing situation with quarterback Aaron Rodgers. But unlike the immediate aftermath of the season after Rodgers openly questioned his future in Green Bay, and Murphy quickly tried to put that narrative to rest, Tuesday, he gave a different kind of answer when he was asked about the possibility of how long Rodgers will stay, of extending him, of working his deal and all that stuff, and, you know, finding ways to save cap space by also extending Aaron Rodgers. The specific question about Aaron Rodgers came up, and Murphy's answer was, let's say, lukewarm.
Why haven't you guys done anything with Aaron's contract yet?
No, I can't really get into specific players. Yeah, we've been able to create room with others.
Don't you guys want to ensure, though, that he's your quarterback beyond just this season?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the specifics again. Good try, though, Rob.
Okay.
Good try, though.
Yeah, you have been walking downtown or walking out in public, and you got a girl that you kind of been dating, and she thinks that she's a little bit more important to you than you kind of introduce her as. Like, oh, this is my friend, Keisha. Hey, Keisha, meet Steve. And you walk by like, really? I'm your friend? You weren't saying that last night. You know what I'm saying? So now you're looking at, now A-Ron, I don't discuss players. Oh.
Yeah, you're the one that said, you know, we're not stupid, right? We're not idiots.
So I'm just a player now. So I'm just a player.
Remember, Murphy said this. Remember, it was after the whole beautiful mystery thing about Rodgers when it was leading up to the NFC Championship game. And then after all that, Murphy said on radio in Green Bay, he said, there's no way in heck Aaron is not going to be on the Packers. We're not idiots.
Yeah.
So that part they had out then. And remember, he's under contract through 2023, so there's still three more seasons
to go here. That's dummy money, Alan.
Well, that's
it's
right.
1 year.
And they also, by the way, have drafted a quarterback in the first round. But you and I thought this all along was like a money play. But it doesn't sound like it anymore. I don't know, Bart, like I said, I'm trying to figure it out.
For me, it's
Aaron Rodgers maybe behind the scenes is saying, I don't want an extension, or I don't want you to work. My freedom. What it's about.
Not at all. I think Aaron Rodgers wants to be the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, and he wants to continue to be that, and he wants job security. He said, I just made an MVP, and now I'm looking at guys that make $45 million. I'm looking at a guy that makes $42 million. I'm looking at a guy that makes $40 million, and I'm sitting somewhere in the low in the mid to like $36 million. And you're telling me I'm a lame duck. You're telling me I'm the MVP, and I'm going into a lame duck season? Nah, man, we gonna figure this out. I need some job security. You guys need to admit that, listen, you guys shouldn't have taken Jordan Love. That, listen, I'm not a 38-year quarterback, but what I am is a 35-year-old quarterback because I didn't play my first 3 years because the same thing y'all trying to do to me, I did to somebody else, and I'm not going down like that because I know the game plan because I seen you do it. How you going to try to do the same thing you did with me to me and think I don't know your move? I know your damn move, bro. So, listen, next time we read – what's the general manager's name again?
Mark Murphy.
Mark Murphy.
No. The general manager.
Whoever's talking. That was Mark Murphy.
Yeah, that was Mark Murphy. He's the president.
Whenever we read Mark Murphy, he says they're not idiots, right? We're going to read everything that they say, everything that he says, like Sling Blade on Billy Bob Thornton and Sling Blade. That's how we got to read his comments, because he might not say that he's stupid, but he's acting stupid.
That's what it's about.
Put some mustard and ketchup on them taters.
Bart and I brought to you by Goodyear, celebrating March deal days with month-long service and savings. Visit GoodyearAutoservice.com for offers. So, Bart, coming up, we are expecting to be joined by a mystery celebrity guest, a sports celebrity.
And I said he was better than somebody. You didn't believe me. You laughed at me.
Very exciting.
You treated me like Carrie. You treated me like Carrie.
We're going to debate it with him.
Hey, they're all going to laugh at you. They're all going to laugh at you.
We'll see what he thinks of your take on him and where he ranks coming up next. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Bart Hahn, ESPN Radio, and ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.